We go to Susan Cutting.
Hi, I'm also here with my son who wanted to say something, and we've written his name on there on the list. I also am asking you to please deny the application for the permit for Nordic Aquafarms. And there's lots of reasons why I'm really concerned about the project, and here are just three of them. One, the health of the bay. Releasing 7.7 million gallons of chemically treated wastewater with 1,600 pounds of nitrogen every day, only like two-thirds of a mile from the shore, into like 35 feet deep water, will likely result in a continual plume of 100 million gallons of this effluent that is possibly 5 to 30 degrees warmer than the rest of the bay. And I'm not a scientist, but I can't see how that wouldn't affect the ecosystems of the bay. And I spend a lot of time on the water, regularly, I'm a rower, and I've been seeing a lot of fish and a lot of wildlife activity more than ever before. And I've been so excited that the bay is finally recovering after the chicken farms, and this it's unthinkable to me to allow our bay to be harmed again. I have to ask as well, I won't want my son to swim in the water in the effluent. And I ask, would you want your children to swim in that? Second reason is the ecosystems of those 34 acres of secondary growth mature forests, including 10 wetlands and bordering the Little River Trail. I have walked that trail many, many times with my family and friends. We've seen river otter slides, listened to the birds and frogs, and treasured this special natural area. The idea of taking down the forest, removing 15 to 18 feet of soil, or 215,000 cubic yards, to build this factory is literally obliterating the natural environment and taking this experience away from our community. And if they need to remove not only the trees and plants and animals, but also a huge amount of the soil itself in order to build this, destroying wetlands, a popular nature trail and reservoir, it's not an appropriate site for this project. Finally, I know it's not in your hearing criteria. I have 1 minute left, but I have to say we can't afford to be excluding carbon footprint from the decision-making process any longer. And this factory would produce 550,000 to 759,000 metric tons of carbon, which is like 14,000 to 18,000 new households in Belfast, and increasing Belfast's carbon footprint 5 to 7 times. And this is irresponsible, and it's wrong, and it's for our children and our planet.